Alejandro de Santiago's family in Saratoga Springs used to do emergency drills. They didn't have a specific disaster in mind, they just wanted to be prepared. But 5 years ago, when his wife Paula was in an accident that left her paralyzed on one half of her body and unable to speak or move, the drills stopped being a priority. So when the Knowles fire started in the end of June, the large family was caught by surprise. The fire was only a few houses away, and their home was in chaos as they tried to figure out what to do. Then, a stranger walked in the door and asked how she could help.
She doesn't even live in this neighborhood. I don't even know how to get a hold of her, but she was our angel that helped us through.
The woman told them to gather their family pictures, important papers, passports, and birth certificates. Once they all packed up and drove away from the fire, the family had to figure out what they'd do next. Friends offered to put the family up, but there were so many of them that they had to split up between houses. Alejandro and Paula ended up in a friend's home that was wheelchair accessible. They were both unsettled by the event, and neither slept much.
It was nice, though, because since the accident, we haven't shared a bed because she has to sleep in a hospital bed. She has also a feeding tube. So this time, after almost 5 years, we share a bed. We had to. We didn't have an option. So it was really nice to be with her and just cuddle and remember old times, I guess.
A day later, the family was able to return home. Besides some debris, ash, and the nauseating smell of smoke, their house was untouched. Alejandro says it's a miracle. July is just the beginning of Utah's fire season, and other fires are likely to burn throughout the coming months. For more information about creating an evacuation plan for your household, visit upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Jackie Harris.